This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. In just a few days, music history will be made in Tlinkerani, which is the host for the first Indigenous music festival of its kind. Joining us now to talk about that and upcoming arts and culture events is Nancy DeCherney, Executive Director for the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for being back on the show. This is it. We've been talking about it and waiting for it for so long, and now Rock Ock is finally happening the day after tomorrow. Are you excited?
Yes, it's very exciting. We got the lineup, so you know what time to see everybody. It's on the Rock Ock website. We just got a call from Metlakatla. They're sending in a donation, so they're going to stream the thing during their high school dance Friday night.
So that's so cool.
I know, Good News Bay is doing this. So it's all over the state, and it's just going to be wonderfully exciting. And I encourage, we have Crystal Worrell opening in our first Friday, but at 4 o'clock before First Friday is the opening ceremony for the Rock Ock Festival. Paul Marks will be there doing the call and the welcome, and it'll be in front of the Elizabeth Pradovich mural with Crystal Worrell's mural. So come on down to that and get ready for this whole weekend of really wonderful things. It runs from 7 p.m. to 10 o'clock on Friday night and from 7 until about 10:30 on Saturday night. The lineup is amazing. Go to the website and you can see that. So that's lots to do, but also on Friday night, as I said, we've got Crystal Worrell's new solo exhibit in our gallery. If you don't feel like going out and about, and we do ask that if you come to our exhibits in person, masks and proof of vaccination, we keep everybody, you know, 6 feet apart. It's a little dance. And there are a couple of the artists that are coming that will have merch, the infamous merch. So you can stop in and see that as well.
So the Rock Ock merch will be available at the Jack Gift Shop?
Yep.
Great.
And after, we're doing an after hours with Ashley Lohr of the Rosie Finn store in Petersburg. She's an about how she does her process or learn more about her. That will be released on our box on the Arts Council website starting first Friday. So check that out. The Juno Douglas City Museum has Jessica Hamlin. She does beautiful silk screens and watercolor stuff. So check her out. I think she's going to be running from November 5th to December 31st. Lots of really wonderful stuff there. Barnaby Brewing's got Lavender Peaks Photography through the month. I want to also say Perseverance Theater's show is really wonderful. I got to go see it on Saturday. Great music, uplifting storyline. Take a moment to go to live theater on that sort of thing. I mean, how long has it been? Anyway, and then the Juno Artist Gallery has Sunny Zhang. She's a painter and mixed artist, and her stuff will be up through the month, but you can visit with her from 4:30 to 6 in the Senate building. So there's plenty of things to do there. I also want to mention, we are doing Gallery Walk. I get a few calls about what's the deal with Gallery Walk. Well, we're planning to do Gallery Walk. And Laura, who is our artist and gallery manager, is going to offer a workshop on the 16th. If you're interested on how to actually do a successful gallery exhibit. So she's got tips and ideas and is happy to share that with you. It'll be a Zoom thing on the evening of the 16th. So you can register for that and, you know, get the first Friday galleries and the gallery walks back up and running. It's, you know, it's been so long, I forget how to do anything. You know, like I forgot to wear shoes, whatever. We also have a live workshop coming up on the 18th, wreath making, so for the holidays with Miss Scarlett. So people interested in getting ready for that, give that a look. What else you got, Shelley? Anything you need to talk about? I feel like I'm running through it really, really fast.
Well, and I'm taking notes here. So my first question is, if I missed any of that, where can I go to see it all somewhere?
You can come to the jahc.org. There's a community calendar there, and then there's buttons to push to get tickets, and there's buttons to push for, you know, seeing the calendar and all that sort of stuff. If you want to have your items on the calendar, be sure to send us a note or let us know. We are back to doing postering. So if you do your postering through us, it gets added to the calendar as well. So slowly we're all coming. It's coming alive. It's amazing that it's almost the middle of November.
Good you heaven. Said gallery walk, and I just had a little moment of panic. That's going to be in a month. I'll be doing so many interviews.
I know. And one of the things I want to do this year is just get it kind of organized ahead of time and just relax and enjoy the whole experience. Just will be great to see everybody and just take time. That's one of the things we've learned, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to take some time.
Well, it just sounds like there's a lot of fun stuff coming up. So I'm glad to hear that. And your excitement, your enthusiasm is contagious. So thanks for that.
Sure. Thank you for having us all on. And I hope to see if the way to get to see the Rock Ox stuff is to make a small donation, whatever you can afford. The link is on our website, and you'll get the link emailed to you. And then it's good for both nights. And it's two different shows.
So, can I ask you something about that? There was raffle tickets on one of those options, but it looks like those may be sold out.
I think I may have three. We're doing the final count, and then we'll see. But we are just about sold out on raffle tickets, and we'll do the raffle drawing on Sunday at 3:00. I think it'll live stream to probably our YouTube or maybe our Facebook page. I don't remember which.
So we should call you if we want that ticket, huh?
Yes.
All right, Nancy DeCherney, thanks so much. Thanks for everything you've done. Really looking forward to Rock Ox this weekend, starting Friday at 7:00. So thanks for that, and also have a great first Friday.
You too. Thank you, Shelley.
Take care.